Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Dermot Good, who is a health insurance expert with healthinsuranceireland.ie, joins me in studio this afternoon to answer all of your questions and queries about policies and premiums. So whatever your questions today, do get those into us. Dermot, you're very welcome to the programme.
My pleasure.
Thanks a million for joining us today on the show. Right, we're going to fly through some of the questions that have come in from listeners. But just before I do that, with regards to the health insurance premiums, I mean, a lot of people getting in touch about price hikes.
Yes, no good news there, I'm afraid now, Andrea. So VHI announced a 2.75% average increase last week from October, and the previous week, Laya Healthcare announced the same increase. So rates, we were expecting this, but rates are going to go up again. And I suppose two things your listeners need to be very careful of. This is the average figure. Some plans will go up by double, maybe even triple the average. So you need to check the impact on your plan. And the second thing, everybody forgets rates went up earlier in the year. So there's actually two increases coming everybody's way from October or from November onwards as such. So just be very, very careful. And hopefully today we'll save people some money on those increases.
Right, we'll fly through some of the questions because there's loads coming in. I'm a 28-year-old male looking to take out health insurance in my own name. Don't have any pre-existing conditions. What's my best option?
Okay, so anybody thinking of joining, the key question is, what is your budget? Right now, probably the best value mid-level plan is with the new provider, Level Health, who are backed by Aviva, and it's their Plan B 300 scheme. It's 995. It's the only plan really at that level that's just under €1,000. That covers public and private hospitals. And then, look, there's other plans with Laya, VHI and all the others that are slightly more expensive, maybe around 1,100. But right now, the best value mid-level plan, and I think that plan comes with free travel insurance, which might be of interest to them, they should check out the Level Health Plan B 300 scheme.
Please ask Dermot, is laser skin therapy covered by Irish Life Health Better Select plans, or do other plans cover laser skin therapy?
Okay, well, the first thing is they have very good cover. Their plan is 1,914, very good corporate plan. But what I would say, you see, it depends on exactly what the procedure is. They would need to contact the insurance company with the procedure code. If there's an underlying medical condition that basically that is the procedure that's required and it's in the schedule of surgical procedures, it will be covered as a day case procedure. If it's deemed cosmetic or not medically necessary, they may not be covered for that. So anybody who's getting anything done, or you're getting an MRI scan, all you do is get the procedure code from your consultant, you phone up the insurance company and tell them everything, and they then will confirm your exact cover.
My mother is 90 years of age, says this texter. Why does she still have maternity in her plan?
So, look, this comes up all the time. Once again, to everybody, if you have health insurance, you're going to see benefits like maternity, fertility, convalescence, psychiatric, substance abuse. They have to be on the plan by law under minimum benefit legislation. So if you see things on the plan that aren't relevant to you, just skip over it completely. I think there is a review going to take place, hopefully in the not too distant future, because some of those benefits now do need to be reviewed because they shouldn't be on every policy. But for the moment, it makes no difference to the premium. Don't give it a second thought.
087 1400 106 WhatsApp number. Listener looking to get health insurance again for my family. Two adults, two kids, well, two children, 13 and 18. We let it lapse in 2012. Where do we start?
Once again, their budget is the key thing. And right now, there's some very good deals in the market. So, for example, very quickly, Laya Healthcare have a free cover offer today for the second child under 18. So put mum and dad and eldest child on Access Health and put the youngest child on Essential Connect Health for free. VHI have an offer right now where you get both kids insured on a plan called Enhanced Care 75 for €100 each. And actually, there is a deal with Level Health. Won't benefit them because the kids need to be under three, but Level Health are giving free cover for all kids under the age of three. What I would say to anybody now who's thinking of joining, before you phone anybody, what's your budget? How much can you set aside for the family? And then you phone all four insurance companies and you say, there's my budget. What is the best deal you can give me? And you just sit back with your mug of coffee and let them go through all the deals. But the great thing though, Andrea, by giving them that budget, it cuts out all the unnecessary upselling and throwing multiple plans at you.
Yeah. Listener says, I have a top plan. It's costing $5,500 per year. I'm single. I'm 70. Do I really need this plan?
There, I guarantee you, they're on the VHI Premium Care, €5,511. They should only be on that plan if they want to be fully covered for a private room in Blackrock Clinic and the Mater Private in Dublin for everything. If that's not essential, if they're happy going to the Beacon Hospital or St. Vincent's Private or Hermitage, but still keeping cover for those other two hospitals, they should first of all check out the VHI Advanced Care Extra day-to-day. Advanced Care Extra day-to-day, €4,013. And they'd be surprised at how similar the two plans are. And if they like that plan, there's €1,500 in their back pocket. And there's one other one below that. If they like Advanced Care Extra day-to-day, there's another one called Advanced Care 50 day-to-day, €2,885. But for anybody who's on those top plans, if you are not, you know, if you're only going to go to BlackRock for Matter Private, for a private room, for everything, they're the plans. Otherwise, you are definitely way overinsured.
Listener, self-employed, Dermot, is it better to go through the company or my own policy? I have one pre-existing condition, nothing serious though.
Good news is it actually makes no difference. So every plan is available to everybody, whether you're you know, employed, unemployed, retired. Every corporate plan is available to everybody, whether you're 26 or 76. You can pay for your policy either out of your own personal bank account or through your business bank account. If you pay for through your business, your accountant will advise you on this. You basically have to charge yourself benefit in kind. So if the business is paying it for you, it works out pretty much the same, but their accountant will do that for them. But otherwise, it makes no difference. The insurance companies don't care how you pay for it, obviously, once it's paid for.
Our parents are on the Flexi 500 plan with Leia, says this listener, but the price has gone through the roof. So is there anything similar out there?
Okay, here's, now this is not a straightforward one. €1,538 per adult. I'm not a fan of the plan because the excesses are huge. €550 excess on every admission, €175 on every day case procedure. And Leia have just cut the benefits on that plan as well. I would suggest if they're looking for better value cover, and this is where there's a load of different plans they can look at here, Andrea. Mm-hmm. Like right now, there's a better plan with Leia. If they want to check out the new plan, which is called Inspire Health. Now, it is $1,560, but there's no comparison between the two plans. But really what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to get advice on this one because there's ifs and buts with every single option. But right now, probably the best value option for them right now is the Irish Life Health Health Guide or Health Action 1, €1,364. Irish Life Health Action 1. The excess on that plan is €350, not €550. But that's one of those plans where they're kind of stuck in the middle. And given their age, they really need to get advice from somebody to make sure that whatever plan they select, it's fit for purpose.
What's the best family plan? Listeners, well, they say with VHI, ideally, but happy to go elsewhere. We want to spend €500 per month or less. It's for two adults, two kids aged 6 and 8. What would you suggest?
Well, €500 a month like is going to get them. That's €6,000. That's going to get them a really good plan. So right now, what I would suggest they do is if they check out, for example, a really good corporate plan with VHI, PMI 3110, €1,840 per adult. That's 3,000, we'll say €600 for the two adults. And then for the children, they'll probably get the children insured for about €400 each. Or bear in mind that deal we just mentioned with VHI, Enhanced Care 75, they can get the two kids insured for €100 each. So that's a good starting point, and that's going to cost them less than €4,000. One piece of advice to everybody, be very careful. Paying more money doesn't necessarily mean you're going
better
to get
cover.
Fantastic cover.
Yeah.
You know, so decide on your budget, yes. But right now, depending on their age, they should be able to get really, really good cover for €3,500 to €4,000.
What's the best mid-level plan for two adults and three children? We're due for renewal in November. The third child has turned 3 since the last renewal. We're currently all with Level Health B plan day to day.
Okay, so now that the third child has just turned 3, they're not going to get the free cover with Level Health. But Level Health are still giving 50% discount on certain plans. So they should start with Level Health. And if they're on plan B300, at $995 per adult, that's actually still the best value cover for an adult at that level. Otherwise, they should talk to Leia Healthcare, Access Health with Leia Healthcare, which is $1,089. And what they do is, Andrea, they put mum and dad and the first child on that plan. And then the second and third child under 18, they will get them for free on a plan with Leia called Essential Connect Health. They should also talk to VHI about those free cover offers as well. So there are very good deals. I would always say to people, start with your current provider. Sometimes, you know, you'll be shocked that they've launched new plans that you don't even know about or new deals. But they should be able to get some really good deals based on their profile.
Anywhere you can go to get that kind of cross comparison. Like, it's one thing you ring them up and say, here is my budget, and they'll, you know, spend 10 minutes firing all of the different services to you. But it's then been able to put that information against the next provider.
That's where, look, there is a comparison website run by the Health Insurance Authority. which is, it's a very complicated, confusing website because everything's on it. But if people have the patience and have the time, it is there. However, never make a change to your cover. Never join, never switch without speaking directly to the insurance company or speaking to a broker. And the reason why I would say that is everybody working in the insurance companies and for brokers, they're all authorized by the central bank and they are insured. There's no insurance attached to the health insurance authority, but it is a very good starting place for people of the time and patience. Everything on every plan is on that website if you want to check that out as well.
Just finally, health insurance costs €6,175 per year, both in our late 70s. Anything cheaper?
Yeah, you see, once again, we need to know exactly what plan they're on and exactly what they're paying for. But if they're paying over €3,000, like if they want to keep full cover, and I'm looking at their age, if they want to keep full cover for the hips, the knees, the shoulders and the cataracts and things like that, they're actually, Andrea, on the right plan. But if they're not, they should check out. There's plans there right now, right across the spectrum from €2,200 to €2,500. They could potentially save €1,000 per year, but only if they're prepared to take on shortfalls on those procedures.
Dermot Good, healthinsuranceireland.ie. Dermot, thanks a million for coming in to join us today to answer listener questions. We'll have to get you back again.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.